You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have a new moon, total solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries, happening at 11:20 a.m. Pacific, which is 2:20 p.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunar event is occurring for you. Welcome to the second new moon solar eclipse in Aries. The last one we had was in 2023 at 29 degrees of Aries, and this one is smack in the middle, 19 degree positioning point. And this is a lunar eclipse, so the sun will be 100% obscured from this lunar event. Energetically, this eclipse is rough around the edges. There are definitely a lot of harsh things going on during this eclipse. And there's actually a comet that is passing through this eclipse, and it may be visible for people depending on what type of equipment you have, but through this eclipse, there will be a comet that's passing by. And in astrology, comets are messengers and can also act as a clearing out point. So this further ramps up the energies of this eclipse that we have going on. And with the plethora of things going on during this solar eclipse, the vibes on the graph are mixed bag. From the 8th to the 10th, because I always look at the first 48 hours, of a new full moon or eclipse situation, we'll be seeing imagination and confusion, mental vibes, psychic vibes, solitude, ambitious vibes with social energy. And all of these will intersect by the time we get to the 8th. This is an interesting mix, and it could create moments where we're feeling like we're experiencing highs and lows. We might be having moments of clarity one moment and just feeling foggy the next. We may have moments where we feel like being to ourselves, but then at the same time craving company to get our mind off of things. Also, our intuition may be more razor sharp than it typically is. But overall, with this type of energy, we'll feel a need to take care of our stuff that needs clearing out. So yeah, here we are with this eclipse in Aries, and because this is a solar eclipse, it can pronounce the urge to let go of what's no longer working for us in favor of something fresh, in favor of something more constructive. And under the influence of Aries, we could be embarking on a new path in this sign. So this may supercharge us to initiate certain things that might have been put on hold. But because this is an eclipse, some of these things that are going on may feel more intensified than typical. Solar eclipses are charged up new and full moons, and it is the changing of the light of the luminaries and can act like a reboot to a system, if you will. And so this is why I always say during eclipse season, this is not a time to set intentions. This is not a time for manifestation, spells, putting your crystals under the moon or sun, because this is very chaotic energy. And I always say just to be cautious, try not to do any of these things because whatever you're trying to create may backfire. So basically, try to hold off on your manifestation and setting intentions until we get until about the 12th or so. That way, it gives us time to get out of this portal type of energy that we're in right now, and it will ensure that whatever you want is working in your favor. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know this is always my rant that I do during eclipse season, because I would rather you guys be successful at whatever you're trying to create rather than bringing in something that may be unconstructive for you. So, end of rant. And let's look at the possibilities of what can happen during this eclipse, how these themes might manifest. Generally, I do the reflective questions, but I don't do those during eclipse season because a lot of times, yes, it's meant to sit there and meditate and be reflective. It's also put out there to set some sort of intentions of what you'd like to see grow within the next 6 months. So generally during eclipse season, I would rather read out the occurrences that could possibly happen during this eclipse season, especially depending on how it's aspecting your chart, because this is a solar eclipse and it's about letting go of what's no longer working in favor for something fresh and more constructive. And we're doing this in Aries energy. This may be a period where we're feeling more encouraged to prioritize our own needs. So if you spent a lot of time filling up other people's cups, this may be a period for you to step back and start filling up your own. So this could be a period of not constantly always being there for others. Don't get me wrong, it's important to be there for others. At the same time, it has to be done in a way that's balanced, where you're not sacrificing your own needs in order to make other people happy. This may be a period where you're looking at where your life has lacked a lot of activity and you're wanting to get back in the driver's seat. You're wanting to go after more physical pursuits. You're wanting to become more ambitious. You're wanting to bring a zest of life to your life because you feel like you've been sitting on the sidelines for so long, and this energy could invigorate you in terms of pursuing that finally. This could be a period of becoming more honest with yourself, asserting yourself more, standing up for what you believe in, regardless if it ruffles feathers. It could be a time of learning the importance of your independence, staying authentic and embracing who you are no matter what, which could also translate into doing your own things and not waiting around for others to give you that sense of encouragement. As a matter of fact, it may be a time to become more self-motivated as a result. Some of this could also lead to motivation washing over you and feeling determined to pursue some of the goals that you've been yearning for. It could be a situation where you're knowing that it's time to work on your sense of self-assurance. And so this may be a period where you're working on your confidence, being more confident in your abilities to take action or do anything that requires you to be bold and feel brave. Overall, energy like this can have us becoming more passionate about life, where we learn to take on a more adventurous spirit that helps us live our lives to the fullest. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunar event. Coming into this eclipse, we have an Aries stellium going on with Mercury that happens to be in retrograde, Eris, Chiron, the Sun and the Moon, of course, the nodes, and Venus. So we are really coming in with some big Aries energy. And most of these planets are conjunct the nodes. Venus is a little far off. Venus just went into Aries a few days ago, so it's at the fourth degree, so it's a little further away by about 11 degrees, but maybe we'll count that. So something like this is going to mark a lot of powerful change within Aries energy. Mars happens to be the ruler for the chart since it is the governing planet of Aries. And right now it's conjunct Saturn, but also it's in a quincunx with the south node and a semi-sextile with the north node. So energy like this may create moments where maybe we have some blind spots that we need to work on in terms of how we take action on things. Some of this could be about codependency in relationships and why we need to let go of that and have some independence for ourselves. But because Mars is conjunct Saturn, this is going to help us in terms of staying the course. It's going to help us in terms of taking tangible action and letting go of old patterns that are holding us back in these areas. The Sun and the Moon are semi-sextile to Jupiter and Uranus. So with this, there's a bit of unpredictable energy that's going on during this eclipse. A lot of it may end up resulting in things just not going as intended. There may be fluctuations in our ego because of it. The Jupiter stuff may end up pumping us up one moment, and then we've got the Uranian stuff that could also do the same thing, and then at the same time feel deflated the next. But we need to be careful about taking unnecessary risk and acting on impulse with energy like this, because things may seem like they're going one way and then take a sudden turn. On top of that, I definitely wanted to point out that comet that's going past. This is a comet that comes every 71 years. It's named 12P Pombrooks, but NASA is calling it the Devil's Comet. Great name, right? And I just want to put out there, that's not to say some crazy shit's going to happen because of that. However, comets in astrology are messengers, and they are points that mark a period of clearing out old debris. So on a personal level, this could be a period of really cleaning up our lives so that way we can come back stronger than usual. On a more world stage, something that's no longer serving us societally may get eclipsed out along with that comet situation. And again, I'm not saying something catastrophic or crazy is going to happen. I am not that kind of astrologer. I just wanted to point this out because we don't see this type of stuff very often. It's very rare. And when I see something like this, I have to mention it. I typically don't talk about comets in astrology, but it happening on the eclipse with all these weird energies and all these weird alignments that we have going on, it needs to be brought up. So whatever this message might be, it's Aries in nature because of where the comet is traveling. Signs that will feel this solar eclipse more than others will be the cardinal modality. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn between 16 to 29 degrees of these zodiac placements. So if you have planets and chart points within these ranges, you'll feel this solar eclipse more than others. Anyway, I hope you all have the most constructive solar eclipse in Aries ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.